This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2195. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave, on this edition, recorded June 15th. Antarctica, Australia, Canada, Cuba, Denmark, Egypt, Ethiopia, Guam, Japan, Korea, Kurdistan, Lithuania, Malaysia, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Pridnestrovia, Romania, Sweden, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Cheap Fun Radio, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We often begin the alphabet with Antarctica, broadcast from LRA 36. But this week it's broadcast to Antarctica because on June 21st every year, the BBC World Service has a midwinter broadcast for the 32 inhabitants of British research stations in Antarctica, but of great interest to listeners everywhere. It's at 2130 UT, so if you happen to be listening to the World of Radio broadcast on 7490, it begins immediately following this program. And another thing they do every year is a test exactly 1 week before, and this was monitored widely on the 14th of June. The frequencies planned to be used, but with other BBC World Service programming. Alan Pennington and the British DX Club, with help from someone at Wolverton, got the planned frequencies, 7255 via UAE, 12005 Wolverton, 13810 Wolverton, UK, and 12065, which was thought to be Wolverton, turned out to be Ascension. That, of course, should provide best reception in Antarctica as well as many other places such as the Americas and even Europe. The BBC World Service website has a page about this program, which says the Antarctic Midwinter Broadcast is unlike anything else on BBC. Every year we make this special programming for just 32 listeners. The team of scientists and support staff isolated at British research stations in the Antarctic midwinter, featuring messages from family and friends at home and music requests from Antarctica. For decades, it has been part of the traditional midwinter celebrations. But then this page goes on to show three other times for it on Thursday, June 22nd, with a lot of confusion about whether the times referred to are GMT or local somewhere. There may be abridged repeats of it. 1:32, 4:32, and 12:32 sometime. Matt Francis, NSW, forwards news from the abc.net.au website. ABC's five-year plan signals more digital, less broadcast. ABC in Australia has foreshadowed a big shift away from traditional broadcast mediums, including scaling back its broadcast radio to a more integrated digital approach under its five-year plan released today. In future, ABC will be more focused on a digital majority audience, while it says broadcasts will remain important. The director of ABC says by 2028, the ABC will serve more Australians on the platform of their choice with made-for-digital content and journalism on ABC News, ABC iView, ABC Listen, and on major third-party platforms. As audiences take up ABC Audio via digital services, we will be ready to rationalize our broadcast radio services and align them better with audience needs. We will reposition our TV multi-channels to increase relevance for broadcast viewers. We will help audiences find and enjoy their favorite ABC content on digital platforms as they make the switch from broadcast. Ed in Saudi Arabia says, so much for an ABC shortwave revival, which was supposed to have gained traction under the current government. However, Mike Barraclough in UK says The Guardian had a story up on this, updated on the 9th of June. The ABC says it will not be closing any AM radio stations or TV stations under the five-year plan. Replies to my inquiry last week about how to pronounce that town on Georgian Bay in Ontario, which I DX'd on 96.5 FM. The name starts with a P. Here's what Doug Brown in London, Ontario says. It's sort of like this. Penetanguishene, and it rhymes with machine. Although he spells it differently phonetically, Vern Nicholson in Toronto says it's pronounced Penetang machine, often shortened by locals to Penetang. And he refers to a audio clip of it from Wikipedia Commons.
Penetanguishing. Penetanguishing.
John Perkins notes from Canada via NRCDX News reports that a number of Canadian medium wave stations have had their licenses renewed until 31 August 2030. Apparently, 7-year terms are the thing. I won't go into all the details which have been published, but he says all these renewals include an additional requirement for stations that play music during each week, which does not include overnights. At least 5% of the music must be from Canadian emerging artists. An annual report to CRTC is required, detailing this category of music played during the year. There is also a requirement to report annually on Indigenous musical selections. Also, CJGX 940 in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, has applied the switch to non-directional at night, dropping power to only 690 watts. However, in daytime, they will remain 50 kilowatts non-directional. They have been running 10 kilowatts night directional, which is no longer feasible. Bigger news broke on June 14th from Doug Brown in London, Ontario. Bell Media has announced slashing 1,300 jobs in Canada and the closure of 6 radio stations, including CJBK 1290 there in London, Ontario. Since 11 a.m., they played some bland music, interrupted periodically with a recorded message, which Kai Ludwig later retrieved.
We have news to share about changes to News Talk 1290 CJBK. As of 11 a.m. on June 14th, 1290 CJBK is off air. The realities of AM radio and the broadcast media landscape have made this change unavoidable. We want to thank our advertising partners and sponsors and everyone who has contributed to this station over the years. But we especially want to thank you, our listeners. Thank you for welcoming 1290 CJBK into your homes, cars, and lives for so many years. Thank you, London, for listening to CJBK AM 1290.
A similar announcement, slightly differently worded, is being reported on other stations, such as 1060 CKMX in Calgary, which, of course, is the source for that tiny shortwave station CFVP 6030, so it's also likely to disappear. A Canadian press story via Globe and Mail goes into much more detail and identifies the stations affected. Who cares about call signs? They are Winnipeg's Funny 1290, Calgary's Funny 1060, Edmonton's TSN 1260 radio, Vancouver's BNN Bloomberg Radio 1410, and Funny 1040, along with London's News Talk 1290. Also selling Hamilton's AM Radio 1150 and 820 and Windsor's AM 580 to an undisclosed third party. Sean Welsh says, I thought so, that will be the end of CFVP. I still think CFRX flies under the radar at CFRB. Ron Howard in California says, CFVP 6030 will be greatly missed. I have many fond memories of decent reception over the years. A thrill for me to hear this 100-watt station. Here on the California coast, I was even able to hear Calgary shortwave in the summertime. Of course, much of the time and all night, it's blocked by Radio Marti and Cuban jamming. Great frequency choice. Peter Laws in Oklahoma, who's about to go back to Canada, says, my assumption is that any big radio corp has no idea how to get the best return on investment from a 50-kilowatt or 5-kilowatt AM station. Just sees them as facilities with big fixed costs. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. You never know what they'll do next, especially keeping another frequency on the air after 06UT in English. It was 11670 on June 11th, 12th, and 14th, but 11760 on June 10th. About Denmark's last longwave transmitter, 243 kHz, to be closed down at the end of this year, I mentioned last week. It's not on the air continuously just at certain hours. According to Let's Talk About Radio via Telegram in Rusty X, here are the times for news, weather forecasts, worship, and morning exercises. 0445 to 505, 07 to 0805, 1045 to 1115, and 1645 to 1715 UT. Mike Cooperson's a story from Washington Post, June 14th. BBC staff in Egypt announced strike over pay amid currency devaluation. The Ethiopianon in the British DX Club, Tony Rogers reports, on a new clandestine or target broadcast, 1888 Radio, a voice for the Amhara people. It was registered in HFCC effective 10 May by Radio Miami International for 17630 at 1718 via France, 250 kilowatts at 127 degrees. He recorded the program on 14 June and tried to translate snippets of audio from Amharic to English with little success, but it seems to recognize Voice of Amhara a couple of times, and their website was found, 1888radio.org, which says, "Welcome to 1888 Radio, the station advocating for the Amhara people. Our mission is to give the Amhara people a voice and promote our culture, history, and rights. Every community deserves to be heard and represented. We are committed to ensuring the Amhara people are not ignored or overlooked." Well, we had thought that Amharic was the number one language in Ethiopia, but maybe not. As a result of Typhoon Mawar hitting Guam, there's been a lot of monitoring of KTWR and KSDA, at least the frequencies they might be using. It's a very fluid situation, apparently changing from day to day. Thanks to Wolfgang Buschel for trying to keep track of it, as well as Joe's Jacob in India. It's a very confusing situation, but Joe's Jacob reported on June 9th, "Welcome back, KTWR. Heard at 11 to 11:15 on 15310 in Chinese, and then from 11:16 on 12160 in a Southeast Asian language." Anyhow, he thinks that's the real KTWR. Even though a number of broadcasts had been moved to other relay sites, even though still identifying as KTWR. KSDA was partially on the air, but was off again as of 12 June. Then on June 15th, Joe's Jacob says, "KSDA Guam, back on air today after 4 days' absence. Two frequencies heard at a time, the third one is still missing, such as at 10UT on 11855, an open carrier on 15210, while 15500 was not heard." King Buschel also report, using remotes in Kuwait and Qatar, that one of the few English broadcasts from NHK Radio Japan at 05UT to 525 had suddenly changed frequencies from 7355 to 13710. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on Voice of Freedom from South to North Korea. First day back on alternate frequency of 6045 was June 6th instead of 5920, fair reception with no jamming. But the next day on the 7th, there was super jamming on 6045, completely blocking any reception of VOF. Before that, he made a detail log, however, between 1050 and 13UT, including a nice singing station jingle translated as Voice of Truth, Voice of Hope, Voice of Freedom broadcast. That was at 12UT. In the British DX Club, Tony Rogers has a new schedule for Shokaze or Seabreeze, which he found on Hiroshi's blog in Japan. They change frequencies every month. This was effective on 7 June. 13 to 14 on 5965 and 6165. 16 to 17 on 6070 and 7325. Normally there's English during these hours only on Wednesdays. There's another broadcast for half an hour at 1405 UT carrying programming from Furusato Nakaze from the Japanese government. Ron Howard monitored that, but says 5935 totally blocks Tibet, and 7295 is fair. Video war between the PKK and Turkey continues, for example, monitored by Wolfgang Buschel on June 15th, at 0440 via remote in Qatar. 17479.989 had Denge Welat in the Kurdish program, parallel to their web stream, but the Turkish jammer was far away from it on 17460.011. Via medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 2195. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Financial support very much appreciated, which may be sent to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, by money order or check on a U.S. bank, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Roman Pankov in Sofia, Bulgaria, has been monitoring those relays via Lithuania on medium wave. He says Radio Nasha Lenta, which means our band in Russian, closed down at midnight 15 UT on 1557 kHz. They also relay Radio Ukraine in English on 1386 daily with news titled Ukrainian Security News at midnight to midnight 8 UT. Also on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, maybe also some weekdays, from midnight 8 to midnight 23 UT, a program called Ukraine Global, all heard and confirmed in April through June. Ron Howard follows up his earlier report on 11665 YFM Malaysia, WAI. On June 13th at 1133, heard with terrible audio quality. Same very poor audio was heard in past years. So he says, my idea this was actually the Sarawak FM transmitter was wrong. It seems to me it is the same old YFM transmitter, as Sarawak's transmitter never had any audio problems. What probably happened was the radio techs just fixed the YFM transmitter a while ago and is now having the same problem again. Thanks to sporadic e-skip, I was pleased to hear a number of Mexican FM stations from Yucatan and Campeche, at least, on June 10th. Between 1801 and 1920 UT. Details in my published reports. Delta Radio International, low power in the Netherlands, has been using 6020 and lately 6060 kHz. And now some other stations are being reported on those frequencies, presumably via the Delta transmitters. Stig Harkvi Nielsen reports in Nordiex via SWB, Radio Casanova International, on 6020 on Sunday from 08 UT. He says it's even in HFCC as 06 to 15 on 6020 and 15 to 06 on 6060. Then Manuel Mendez reports on June 14th, Radio Delta on 6060 relaying offshore Radio Monique. That was at 1905 UT on June 14th. And he says, according to a WhatsApp from the station, Radio Delta will be on air on 6020 following Saturday at 05, relaying Radio Monique live. Radio Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, is a low-power station from Velsen in Midwest Netherlands on medium wave 918. Now it's getting some transmissions with 100 watts via Delta. Ricky Long forwards a story from Radio New Zealand itself that an RNZ digital journalist who allegedly inserted pro-Russian sentiment into news stories claims they have edited reports in that way for 5 years and nobody queried it. The public broadcaster is launching a review after it said it found out that stories were being altered to give them a pro-Russian slant. That was despite concerns being raised about the journalist's work more than a year ago. They have now been placed on leave. Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH continues to be reported just about every night on 7475, such as by Rick Martin in Arizona, June 10th at 03:45 in progress at TuneIn. He went live at 04 UT with improved modulation and new contact information. He formerly had a P.O. box in Olancha, California, but now he's asking for correspondence to box 1722 in Yokern, California. That's a combination of two adjacent county names, 93527 in market care of M. Elliott, which we think is his real name. Dateline Pridnestrovia, that eastern part of Moldova controlled by Russia, Wolfgang Büschel has been monitoring the high-power medium-wave transmitters there and reports as of June 5th on 999 kHz Radio Rossi with endless Russian talk about Putin's war from Grigoriopol, S9 signal, 500 kilowatts. It must be reduced power these days. And on 1413 kHz, also in Russian, Radio Rossi, endless political talk about the war. S9 there, but also, he says, more likely 100 than 500 kilowatts at 0111 UT. Here's an alternative to English broadcast at 22 UT, which may not be audible from Egypt, Spain, or Turkey. How about Romania? On exactly 11800. I was listening to them on June 13th with a good signal, especially via the remote in Holland. Usual wide variety of subjects and music. Very good accents and modulation as well. Mark your calendars for Sunday, July 2nd, which is Alexanderson Day in Sweden. Annual broadcast at the very low frequency station SAQ on 17.2 kHz. Of course, picking it up is rather difficult, especially over here. But there is a YouTube stream of the activities there, which I found very interesting to watch last year. Here are the details via Rolf Bender from their website or their email, www.alexander.n.se. There's a full schedule of activities, and they're actually inviting people to be present in the transmitter hall for the event. The live YouTube broadcast begins at 0810 UT. That may be inconvenient in America. Yes, you can play it back later. At 0830, startup of the alternator in the transmitter hall. At 09, transmission of a message. At 1110, another YouTube broadcast begins live. At 1130, starting up the alternator. And at 12 UT, transmission of a message. Also, there may be some test transmission during the days before the Alex Sanderson Day, July 2nd. Details will be published on their website. During the test, SAQ will be on air shorter periods of time, carrying out tests and measurements. Comments are welcome to info@alexander.n.se. QSL reports are most welcome and appreciated. For a guaranteed eQSL, report using their online QSL form only. And that will be open only from July 2nd to 30th. On June 12th, however, I was listening to Voice of Turkey after 22 UT, 9 Hz above 11785 into the Dutch remote. Among the topics were the healing spring on preventing fatty liver, the number one best food being artichokes, New Day, New Choice, about plans for Turks to go to the International Space Station. Did you know that about Antalya being the home of grape cultivation? The two-minute-long multilingual ID filler reel was played not once, not twice, but thrice during that hour. And furthermore, on that date, June 12th, they stayed on the air past 23 UT in German, forgetting to turn off the transmitter until 23:46. Something's always erroneous at Emmerler. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard was monitoring for Radio Senda Cristiana, the new Peruvian, on 4820, Sunday, June 11th, at 0901 UT. He heard the choral national anthem for the first time and some religious songs. But there was interference from Kodar Swishing, and he caught one of those CW IDs a few seconds before 1002 UT. Another occasion was while listening to Radio Logos, Peru, 4810, June 14th, at 0941 UT, and he recorded it. The ID was, in C.W. Morse, WRPD292. Here it is as I slowed it down to half speed on my default player. Ron then looked up that call sign of FCC info via radioreference.com, which leads to California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo. And they have three locations, one on Diablo Canyon Road in San Luis Obispo, the other at Ragged Point, and the third one is at Vandenberg in Santa Barbara. We had not heard WMLK, Bethel, Pennsylvania, for some time, on its only frequency 9275 in the local afternoons, and neither had Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, but he says he did hear them on Wednesday, June 7th at 2000 UT with a full ID, including contact info and schedule. And talking about various groups who use Yahweh as the sacred name and the proper doctrine of using the Yahweh name, although he does not define that doctrine. WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, still not being heard on 5085, let alone 9475, and here's why. On early June 15th, I heard from George McClintock that the hoped-for sale of WTWW is not happening. So now he says it's 98% likely that the five transmitters will be scrapped and the land put up for sale. This despite all his repair work over the past several months. And some other U.S. shortwave stations may not survive much longer. Besides the Mexican FMDX opening I mentioned earlier, on June 10th, there have been some others, such as Sunday, June 11th, mostly from the eastern U.S. between 1742 and 1816, and again 2058 to 2409 UT into June 12th. and also from the north from 0243 to 325. So had a just barely opening June 14th off and on with a few stations from North Carolina and Virginia between 1714 and 1920. All these reports will be published eventually in detail once I have fully compiled and researched them. Radio Vanuatu was totally missing from all known frequencies on June 9th, 10th, and 11th, but by June 12th had resumed 7260, apparently staying there only rather than switching around. Tony Rogers was monitoring via remote in Australia and says 7260 between sign-on around 1830 and sign-off around 11 UT with seemingly no frequency changes in between. Of course, we're hoping they'll resume using 3945, which puts out that big harmonic on 11835. But meanwhile, 7260 seems to be stronger than before, such as June 13th at 0633. Ron Howard has commented about what often airs around 0630 on Radio Vanuatu, a service message announcement heard in Bislama with a public notice to anyone entitled to property from the estate of a named deceased person. The message was authorized by the court. The program always starts and ends with distinctive indigenous drumming. It is not heard daily, but is frequently aired. Here's his recording of how it started on June 5th.
Applying for the property on the administration of his estate. This means survivor dispute, one now for some property.
In Washington State, Eric Fetterswap says, on June 15th at 0645, 7260 is coming in with great audio, island music and a female announcer, and ID and frequency info at 07 UT into a newscast. Even on my smallest portable, the signal is strong enough to partially hear just using the whip. Paul S. in Connecticut reports on a cheap, fun radio. I stumbled upon an AliExpress ad for the HRD 700, popular and rather complex small radio, the size of three stacked decks of playing cards, about 3.5 by 2.25 by 1 sesquiinch. It is not a toy. Many bands with analog dials and a DSP chip. There is a new model, 701, with LCD display and one extra band, 60 meters. It's at ALI Express. Either radio is still generally only $25 to $30, but not for long as it's quite popular. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Active conditions expected with ANK indices of 12 and 4 on these dates, June 16th, 27th, 28th, July 1st, and 8th. But most dates in between down to 5 and 2 or 8 and 3. Solar flux rising from 150 June 18th to 170 on the 23rd to 25th, and down to 160 by June 29th. Remember to check our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 2195, with many thanks to all our contributors and stations, and inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.